here I come to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems.
Home improvement problems, that is.
And for people who want common sense guidance on how to build green and live a more sustainable lifestyle. If you have a home improvement hang-up, help is on the way. You can send an email or call into the show. The Mighty House crew is now on the job. This is
Mighty House.
I am Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts or previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, the GLN Network, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. You can find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you, too, can give us a call, 773-763-9278. The Small Business Advocacy Council, the SBAC, is a nonpartisan, member-driven organization that promotes the success of small business through political advocacy, networking, support services, and educational programs. The SBAC is dedicated to improving economic conditions for small to mid-sized businesses and being a voice for small business. For more information, you can visit them at sbacil.org. All right. Guess who we got on now? You ready? You know what it says? It says up here, he's got your
Jesse
number.
Ponzi.
He's got your number.
Let's go. Let's go to Jesse. Hey, Jesse, you're there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
And it's morning. It's Kelsey, correct?
That is correct.
All right. And so I got an email from I think it's your PR firm or something like that. They what you do is explain our house numbers and how that relates to us as people. Is that how that works?
That is correct.
Okay. Why does a house number? It's just a house number. It's just so you get your mail, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. See, actually, I'm an astronumerologist. I'll tell you a little bit quickly here. You know, there are many schools of numerology there. There's one here in the West. The Chinese have a system. There's one in Egypt. There's one in Greece. And the Hebrews have a system. So what I practice is the Eastern method. I was born and raised in that part of the world.
Okay.
And it is about, you know, it's not about adding numbers. You know, it's about looking at the planetary energy in those numbers as well. Now, say for example, I'll give you a quick example. Now, basic numerology goes from number 1 to number 9, and then in this system, you know, each number has a planet that is associated with it.
Okay.
Say, for example, that is number 1.
So did that mess you up when Pluto was kicked out? Did that help? Did that hurt?
Relationships, yeah. So they're all related. Now, say, for example, if you live in a house number that has a lot of 1s and 8s, or 118. So these planets, suns and Saturns, are planets. They're contradicting energies, and they bring many challenges. And likewise, so the thought is that the planetary energy on your homes or anywhere else should be balanced with your own basic energy, which is your date of birth.
Your date of birth. Okay.
Exactly.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So again, Jesse Kelsey, he's an astronumerologist. If you want to know what your address means to you, you can give us a call, 773-763-9278, and we'll throw that stuff at Jesse and see what he's got to say about it. Okay, who wants to go first?
You do, Ron.
Rich?
I it's amazing because I think in the email it said something about it told you, like, when you sold your house or a new house, what your new house number should be.
Right.
So, like, my old address was 17953.
Okay, so look at this, 1, 7, 9, 5, 3. And so just give me what day and month are you born? I don't need the year, really.
The 11th of January.
Okay, so it's January the 11th. So January 11th is 17953, 18, and so that energy did flow with you quite well. So your basic energy, which is, Jan is ruled by Capricorn, and Capricorn is ruled by number 8, which is the energy of planet Saturn. And now, 11 being 2 ones, you know, 2 ones is always very strong. But, you know, the moon, the energy of moon with Saturn sometimes is challenging. I can tell you right now, because the moon is kind of rising, it's a full moon this evening and tomorrow morning. So what that tells me is we're a little cautious this week, because the energy of moon sometimes does challenge. But talking about that house number wasn't flow with you.
It doesn't flow with him?
Yeah, well, this is previous residence, he said, right?
Yeah, that was
his home.
Right, that's his previous home.
Yeah, that did flow with him.
Okay, so what's
it now?
What's
want to know?
$1,295
Yeah, that's more important than what is gone. So, see, so 1,295 got Mars in the middle, and see Mars, and this is a little. This is a little. I mean, this is. You know, this could be improved, I'll say. You could make it a little better. And for that, what you could do is if you could use, more moon energy, more moon.
I get tickets for mooning.
Yeah.
How does he get more moon energy?
More moon would be using a number two there. I mean, you would say that, how would you use a number two? Now, if you could get a small, tiny sticker with a number two and it's smaller than the existing number, so you don't confuse the mailman, but shift the energy somewhere there.
Okay.
That idea.
Yes.
I like that.
So if your address doesn't work for you, change it.
Right.
Not change your address, just put another number.
Improve it. Right.
Improve it, yeah. Shift the energy. That's the thought. Shift the energy to harmonize it with your date of birth.
Excellent.
Hey, does this apply to license plates? So, you could have your car? Because I spend more time in my car than my house, I think.
Yeah, Bob. Absolutely. The color of the car is very important. Also, in your case, you should avoid, though you're ruled by Saturn, which is Saturn always wears the color black, but you should avoid the color black. In your case, if you stay with more sun energy, the rising sun is like the kind of business that you are in now, the media. So the rising sun would be more the color, that shade of energy, the rising sun, the color of the yellow, orange, those colors. Would be strong. Or even the color gold, like a light gold color, would also be very powerful. And then to get back on the number, like you said, a license plate or like a personalized license plate, you could use the number 10. Your name with a number 10 would be very powerful.
Wow. Nice. There you go. Hey, we got a bunch of phone calls for you, Jesse.
Okay.
Let's see. Let's go to Vince first. And Vince is in Melrose Park. Let me lock you in here. Jesse, there we go. Okay, let's go to Vince. Hey, Vince, you're on with Jesse Kelsey. He's an astronumerologist. And what's your address and your month of your birth?
This is going to be crazy because I'm going to tell you. My address is 10106. My date of birth is 9955.
Yes, yeah, so 9, at least 55. So September the 9th, right? September the 9th, your house number is 10106. Is that correct?
Yes.
So 10106, September the 9th. So September the 9th is ruled by Mercury, which is the number 5. No, 5 with 10106, no, sun 2 times. But the problem is too much Mars on your date of birth, and Mars contradicts this. So this energy is not really flowing with you. And it's kind of challenging you. It's a difficult place. You have relationship challenges and stomach going down from the stomach downwards. Basically, this energy would affect your stomach and your feet goes down that way. And sometimes, in many cases, it also, it attracts, substance abuse and things like that as well. But I think I'm in trouble. In your case.
Yeah, go ahead, Vince.
I'll just make a quick suggestion for you. I mean, the point is to suggest. I mean, the point is not to say this is not good. So how do we fix it? That is the point.
Okay.
Yeah. So now for this, what I suggest is if you use, Mercury, which is number 5, that number works for you. And then also the energy of Moon would also work for you. So I would use the number 2 and the 5. And I use the number 2 in the beginning and the number 5 in the end, like that. So those two planets would help you, and it'll kind of calm that vibration a little bit,
Wow.
And where do I put those 2s and 5s?
So since he's like the house number 10106, you said, so a small 2 in the beginning, that is before the 1, and a number 5 after the 6 in the end.
When I address my mail?
No. On your house. On the house number, just put smaller numbers. Small 2 on the left and a small, what did you say, a 5 or a 6 on the right?
Yeah, little ones, like a footnote.
Yeah, like a footnote.
Yeah, that's right, footnote. So you don't confuse the mailman, but you shift the energy a little bit.
Right.
I'd be more concerned about the pizza guy because the mailman only brings me garbage.
Yeah, no kidding. I got one of those light-ups. I got one of those light-up
Yeah, you're going to have trouble then.
That's okay. You could still put a little sticker there.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, just stickers.
Yeah.
All right. This is all about the energy, not the number, so to speak.
Exactly. It's the shifting light, yeah.
Right. All right.
Okay, and that'll straighten my life out.
Yes. Yeah, you'll be on the straight and narrow then, Vince.
Can't hurt.
Yeah, because I talked to Robbie, and she knows my life is all messed up.
No, your life is not messed up. We all have issues. You're going to be okay.
Excellent.
Oh, God.
All right, thanks, Vince.
I can see. Thank you.
All right,
thank
bye.
You very much. Bye-bye.
All right, Trixie says to go to line 4, and that's Jeanette in Chicago. Hey, Jeanette, you're on Mighty House.
Good morning. My date of birth is 928, and I live in two different places. And one of the places, the address is 2220, and the other place is 820.
Okay, so 928, I guess, is September 28th. So September to October, so this is the energy of Libra, and Libra is ruled by Venus, which is the number 6. Now, that energy would flow better with Moon 3 times, which is 222 and a 0, I would say, is better than the 820. Now, you know, you see, you're the kind of person, right, with this energy. So now, you know, you won't use your heart. You really use your head, you know. You know, it's a strong energy, you know. But then at times it will also bring in relationship challenges where your energy would be, you know, you'd come across very strongly with your partner. That's how he will feel it all the time. But then your question about which is the best number out of the two, I'd say the first one, which is the 2220.
Okay. And how can I alter maybe the second address, since I'm probably not going to be moving to one place or the other permanently or just in one place?
Okay, so what I suggest is if you use a number five in the beginning and in the end. So 8205 would be good.
Okay. That's great.
All right. All right.
Thank you. So,
thanks, Jesse.
Thank you very much.
All right. And
Jesse, is there a book? Do you have a book or anything or a way to
Yes, I
know?
Do. Yes, I do have a book. My book is called The Power of Home Numbers, and it is available on Amazon. It's available through my website and through Balboa Press. I mean, it's self-published now, so I'm still looking for a publishing deal, so we'll see.
Okay.
And again, Jesse Kelsey, and you are an astronumerologist. And you have a website, too, don't you?
Yes, sir. It's jessekelsey.com. It's spelled JessekKalsi.com.
Excellent. Cool. Robbie has one for you.
I have a question. I've always found it fascinating that I was born at 5:55 on the 5th. I weighed 8 pounds, 8 ounces. And I was 22 and a half inches long. So everything, you know, to me, it's all fives, all eights, all twos. It was on the in September, so the ninth month.
And what's your
September,
address?
Yeah. What's the number?
5859. So again, it's all fives, it's all eights, it's nines. 5:55 on the 5th.
So five on the 5th of September, you say, right?
Right.
Yeah, so that's a lot of Mercury. So Mercury is an intelligent mind, and Mercury is also communication is what you do now. But 5859, so the two fives are good, the 8 is good, but the 9 there, see, the 9 in the end is challenging a little bit, and because that is a little challenging because, so good you asked me this question. To improve this energy, I would get more Venus energy. Venus is happy with Mars in the end, so use a number 6, you know, a small 6 in the end. That will kind of calm this down further.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Excellent. All right. Hey, Jesse. Again, the website is Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, Kalsi, K-A-L-S-I.com, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank and you. Then you've got a book and stuff on there, too.
Yeah. The name of the book.
Yes.
What's the name of the book?
And the name of the book is The Power of Home Numbers.
The Power
of Home Numbers.
Excellent.
Yes. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we're coming up on a break, and I appreciate your time today. And if we got a bunch of calls, everybody can just go to your website and send you an email if they want more information, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time today, Jesse. Hopefully, we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you for having me.
All right. All right. We'll talk to you later. Thanks. Bye. All right. We'll be back right after this. You are listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return. In Cleveland,
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net. Tune in. You can also go to TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts or previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, the GLN Network, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. All right, there we go. We all back on?
We are back on.
Okay.
And unfortunately, I had my microphone off.
Yeah. That's
well,
great.
No, I just whacked myself with it.
Oh, nice.
So it would have gave you a good thump.
Yeah, good.
But anyway, yeah. So Ohio State today.
Yes, Ohio State's playing tonight. I think they play Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
excellent.
Same time as the Hawks game, same time as the Cubs game.
Yep.
So.
And I'll be at the Wolves game.
Watching?
The Cubs
game. Oh, you'll be at the Wolves game?
Watching the Cubs game. Apparently, when we went to the last break, the microphones were still live.
Oh, nice.
So folks could hear what we were talking about.
Uh-oh.
But what we were
talking
about.
Not me. I turned mine off.
What we were talking about was a gentleman called saying that we were losing credibility by having that astronumerologist on.
Right.
But you know what? It was interesting. And it had to do with your house number. Mm-hmm. And we're all about equal opportunity for anybody who wants to, you know.
Sure.
So. Well,
and you have to understand, too, like Ron said, we get emails all the time from publicists and PR firms. And there was just something intriguing about that. And
absolutely.
Being a home improvement show, seeing address, and what does your address mean? We didn't know where it was going to go either.
Right.
And look at all the people. We had lines of people calling and waiting, you know. So.
Yeah. You never know.
Right, and we do appreciate your comment.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
It's all right, Carl. It's all good.
It's all good. So if you heard us talking during the break, that's what we were talking about.
Well, yeah.
I'm just glad he didn't tell me I had to sell and move across the street or something.
Well, yeah, because.
You know, I didn't know where, like I said, I didn't know. But his fix was just very simple, to add some numbers before or after, and it's just knowing which numbers. Mm-hmm. And, again, I got to go out tonight and get more moon. So. Fortunately, it's full moon tonight in the morning, so yep. I'll be out. And the Orionid meteor shower is going on at peaks the 21st of this month, so that's something I enjoy. I usually just lay out, mm-hmm. you know, it's like a sunbed, staring up at Orion and counting meteors.
Wow.
I don't know why, but I like it. It's relaxing.
You can do that down there?
You can do that up there.
Really?
Yeah. Orion. That's the easiest constellation to recognize. And the meteors appear to originate from the shoulder, the top two stars.
Right.
And that they are the leftovers of, guess what, comet? They're debris from Halley's Comet.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's debris from that. So anyway, it's just whatever. I don't even know how I got there. Just started out with more moon and went there. Sorry.
Let's go to Bruce in Chicago.
Please.
Hey, Bruce, you're on Mighty House.
Hey, nice to be on your show. I had a question. I've got an old house, and I have a skylight, a copper skylight. It was probably put in maybe 1990, something like that. It's over above a staircase.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not leaking, you know, there's nothing wrong with it, but it needs some maintenance. There's a little bit of material that's come down from it, just a little bit, and I see something hanging off of it, looks like from the inside.
Is it like a gasket or something?
Maybe, or like some rubber lining, maybe, mm-hmm. or something like that.
Right.
The material that came down just looked like, it almost looked like a little bit of roof material, but as I said, there's been no water or anything leaking. I think it needs some maintenance. But the problem is that I can't find anybody who is willing to, sort of reseal it from inside and outside. I mean, roofers will go up on the roof,
mm-hmm.
and somebody's offered to caulk it, but I think it also needs to maybe be resealed from the inside.
Is this a bubble kind of thing, or is it a a flat piece of glass?
I think it's more like flat glass. You know, okay. It's an old-fashioned copper one.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Wow. That's really old school.
Yeah,
it's like well before me. I'm not sure I've ever seen one.
There was like a family company in Chicago that specialized in these,
mm-hmm.
and they were around for years. In fact, they weren't that far from Wrigley Field. They had an office on Clark, and somebody came out from there like 10 years ago to look at it, but I can't find any evidence that they're still in business. So
right. Well, I know there's a place out in Gurnee. They make up skylights for us, and if you want to drop me an email, I can probably send you over their information. We just used them a couple weeks ago, too, on a job, so they'll actually make you a new one If the
I know, but see, but that's what I don't want. I want to restore this one. This
right.
I don't need a new one. And some of these companies, they'll only put in new ones.
Oh, okay.
So I was hoping you might know of someone that could would be willing.
Which you always got to find as a handyman or a carpenter who just likes a good challenge messing with old stuff. So no, where I'm heading with that is look in the phone book or Google restoration. Companies that do historical restorations, or go to your downtown area, go to your village hall and go to the historical society and ask them who does the renovations, and then find one of their employees that would be willing to take it on as a side job.
Yeah. Well, I'm in Chicago, so
in
the city.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay. So a restoration person, because somebody probably has to build a scaffold up from the stairs because it's, get into it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a demanding
thing,
but okay, so I'll look for someone that does restoration. That's a good suggestion.
Yeah, and NARICHICAGO.org is also a good website.
There are people that listed there for old restorations.
So. Correct.
Great. Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, good luck.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye. All right, let's go to Bruce in North Aurora. Hey, Bruce, you're on Mighty House.
Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
I got a sourcing question for you.
Okay.
I'm looking for the reservoirs that go behind radiators, okay? And when I Google that, I get all kinds of car stuff, but I can't seem to find a source for those reservoirs that go behind the radiator. Can you help me out?
Reservoir, is that...
So the water evaporates, keeps the humidity up?
Correct.
Okay. Then I would almost go to a sheet metal shop, give them the dimensions that you want, and have it made up. And you're in North Aurora, so there's got to be some sheet metal places, like a heating and cooling place. They can actually just make them up for you out of some galvanized sheet metal, and you can pop them in there, and you'll be done. That's probably going to be the easiest way to do it.
Okay. All right.
So
good enough. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, the problem of trying to find that right now is nobody makes those anymore because nobody
uses
them.
No, it's old technology, right. Yeah. You're looking for an antique.
Yeah, so stuff like that, we would just have it made up by our sheet metal guy.
All right.
Okay?
Thank you kindly.
All right, good luck, Bruce. All right, bye.
Yeah, that's a tough one, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I know exactly what he's talking about, but where would you find one? Unless you went to...
Back to my grandma's house.
Yeah. Or you went to
Salvage One.
Salvage One might have them. You know, those antique stores might have them. The Rebuild Exchange in Chicago, they might have something like that.
I would imagine most of that just ends up in a dumpster. But like you said, it also matters. Like, you might find one in a salvage store, but then if it's 3 inches deep and you only have an inch and a half to the wall, you're kind of stuck anyway.
Right. Right. So if you have a sheet metal shop, just make you up one, then you're taken care of. And then you have the right dimensions. It's brand new. You don't need to worry about it. You can put it in place and be ready to go.
Yeah.
What you doing, Robbie?
Reading emails and stuff.
Reading emails and stuff?
Yes, because this week we also had an email about how to hire a contractor.
Right.
And someone wants to know how to hire a roofing contractor.
And how do you do that, Robbie? You're going through that right now.
But it led me to the question that Rich talked about, the tip of the week to go to our website and pick how to hire a contractor.
Mm-hmm.
Go to mightyhouse.net and you could scroll down. But mm-hmm. my question is, because you said to get an insurance form.
Mm-hmm. Certificate of insurance.
Like, at what point do you need that? So let's
prior to them getting on your roof.
But, I mean... So let's say you're having your driveway resurfaced or retired or whatever you call.
Technically, do
you need a certificate of insurance?
You have to look at the risk reward of anything you're doing. Okay, so let's start with it. We'll do the driveway and the roof. I think those are great examples. All right, if you're getting it seal coated, I'm not as concerned, because what can the guy really mess up seal coating, right? But if one of his guys gets injured on your property, trips over your sidewalk, runs into your lamppost, gets injured on your property, if he doesn't have workman's comp, the attorneys are going to file against your homeowner's insurance to try and collect his medical bills.
Right. What happens if they drop a bucket of the tar and it splashes up all over your garage door and you can't clean it off? How does that get reimbursed? How do you replace that? So
you just don't pay the guy the $200, right? But
yeah.
You need a new door. So
right.
getting those proofs of insurance before anything is done is really key. And, you know, most people don't do it, but your roof is probably the biggest risk. If you sign that contract, that's fine. He wants a deposit, right? Well, that's fine. But before I give you the deposit, I need a certificate of insurance.
Right.
From your insurance company, that because you don't want to give him a deposit and find out he doesn't have insurance, because now you're kind of screwed. You've already signed a contract. Legally, you're bound to it. So you want to get that certificate of insurance at the same time, basically, or as you know,
or
as
right
soon
before.
After.
Right.
So does that have to show something specific then?
Oh, yeah. It will show limits of liability, how much liability coverage he has, which should be a minimum of $1 million, maybe a $2 million aggregate. So you might have a, you know, a $500,000 first occurrence, and it varies depending on the insured and the job. And then you'll have your workman's comp. You should have auto policies. You know, because the roofers, when they show up at your house, they're not all going to come on one truck, probably. They're going to bring their own vehicles, possibly. So you might have four cars there. Well, one of those four guys might not have insurance on his car. And if he hits your car, now you're stuck with it. But if your contractor had auto coverage for his hired and non-owned vehicles, that would pay care of it. So that's one of those things that, you know, when Ron and I used to do the how to hire contractor classes for NARI, they're boring. You can't do them on the radio. Puts people to sleep. But it's truly important information that most people, unfortunately, don't get until after something happens.
So every time you guys go out, for example, Ron, you go out somewhere, and so, let's say you're my roofing contractor. You're going to come with a certificate of insurance.
No. If people ask me, I give it to them. If they don't ask, why should I go through the effort?
But let's say I ask for it. You're going to come out, and it's going to have my name on there?
It'll name you as additionally insured, yes.
So then you're going to have...
And it's going to come from... I'm not going to hand it to you. It's going to come from my insurance company, and it's going to be mailed to you directly.
So you're going to call your insurance company and say, hey, I'm working at a job at Robbie's house. You need to send her a copy of the insurance.
Right.
Right. And I'll give him your name, your address, and your email address. And within 15 minutes of that phone call, you should have the email.
Oh, yeah. It goes pretty fast. All right. Let's take a quick call here before the break, and let's try Jeff in Chicago. Hey, Jeff, you're on Mighty House.
Morning, Robbie. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning.
So, the radiator cabinet, just tell a guy to Google radiator cabinets in Chicago.
Radiator cabinets?
Yep. He'll find people that still make those radiator cabinets for the old-style radiators.
Really?
And the little, and the pans that go on top. Oh, yeah. They're still very popular in the older buildings.
Well, is the one guy in that little shop in the corner, is he, what, like 90 years old still making those things?
Probably.
I just picture one guy standing in a corner of a sheet metal shop stamping those things out because there can't be a huge demand for them.
I don't know. He's right. I just Googled it, and a ton of places popped up.
Really?
There must be a little more demand than you'd think.
Wow.
Two flats, three flats in Chicago, man. There's still a lot of boiler heat.
Yeah. No, I agree.
That's true.
So, just wanted to pass that along.
Well, great.
No, I appreciate it, but he's absolutely right. Jeez, look at all this.
Excellent. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
All right, you too. Bye. All right, let's squeeze one more in here. Let's go to Robert in Chicago. Hey, Robert, you're on Mighty House.
Yes, when you're dealing with a contractor, make sure that you call the insurance company because a lot of people don't have computers and stuff like that, and tell them to call you if they drop it.
Right.
Because a lot of these guys, you know, they call in for a rider on their insurance, and it's, you know, only 1 or 2 days or whatever, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you tell your insurance, that insurance company, does the person have insurance? They say yes, no, what type of insurance? Make sure they got all of them, like the ones you mentioned.
Right.
And if anything changes, they call you so that you can put a rider on your insurance.
Mm-hmm. Yes, correct. Correct. And that's always good for the homeowner to also be covered for that kind of stuff, especially if they're doing a lot of major work. You want to make sure that...
Especially the roof.
Yes.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Roof, additions, kitchen remodels, anything where it's major, you know what I mean? I make sure that they're insured, but I don't necessarily get clients additionally insured for a tile job. That is not necessary. But just having the proof of insurance and workman's comp, that's all good. But when you're doing an addition, a roof, whatever, you want to be named additional insured, and then that way you have to be notified within 30 days of the cancellation.
Yep.
So that gives you then the 30 days to get the guy to renew his insurance or get your own rider, like you said. But, yeah, it's real important that people do that. And it's amazing to me how many people don't.
Yes.
Or don't know.
Right, exactly.
Well, I know, you know, because I do send people, you know, hire people to do roofs because I do other stuff.
Right.
And they will call up an insurance company and they'll say, hey, I want this insurance, stuff like this. And they'll leave it. And it's only good for 2 or 3 days.
Right.
Right.
All right, Robert, I appreciate the phone call, buddy.
Thanks.
We got to take
you.
A break. All right, we'll be back right after this. You're listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, the GLN Network, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you've got a gardening question, now's the time to call 773-763-9278. All right, there we go. You were asking, where's the sun?
Yeah, I like that song. It's great.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. There's the sun.
I see the sun. Yeah. I do.
Excellent. Cool. All right. So before we get started, 773-763-9278 with your gardening questions. And we're going to see if we can stump Laura. On
it's
this.
Not that hard, actually.
No. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, here we go. And the Mighty House Greenhouse is sponsored by Devon Bank, your home improvement financing experts. They're locally owned, independent, and committed to our community since 1945. They're great people, and I personally recommend that you visit them online at DevonBank.com. That's DevonBank.com. Okay, there we go. See, just like that.
Looks like we have two callers.
Yeah.
I'm all excited.
We'll let Trixie get those all rolled through there.
Thank you for that song, Here Comes the Sun.
See?
I'm looking for it.
You came in. That was the first thing you said. You walked in. Where's the sun?
There's no sun out there. It's supposed to be sunny, and I wish it would, because today at Red's we are having the free petting zoo.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. And the animals there, they're adorable.
Aww.
Little llama, calves.
Don't they spit on you?
No.
Llamas, don't they spit on you?
Well, I think they might,
camels.
But these are babies.
Oh, camels. Camels spit on you.
Camels like to spit.
There were no camels there last year. But anyway, from noon to 4 at Red's, 3460 Dundee Road, Northbrook.
Are there turkeys?
Not in the petting zoo.
Oh.
But when you show up, there will be.
Are there roosters?
No.
No. No chickens, no roosters.
I think there might be a chicken or two. Sometimes
Yay.
There's a duck. Rabbits.
I love when he does that.
Yeah, that's good.
And of course, Mike, and he's from the North Shore. He's got some cooking questions, I guess.
Oh.
No. Yeah.
Isn't that? Yeah, Mike, did you have a question about cooking?
No, I wish I did. But it's close, and if you want some, Ron, I'll say some for you.
Okay.
Laura, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Laura, I have mushrooms growing in the lawn.
See?
And 2 weeks ago, I had two of them that were the size of a football helmet.
Wow.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Don't
eat them.
My neighbor had giant dinner plate-sized mushrooms.
Where do they come from? Why do I have them? And how do I get rid of them?
Eat them.
No. Okay. Well, you don't know. No, don't. First of all, don't ever eat the mushrooms unless you know that they're edible. Because sometimes, most times they're not. And they can actually be pretty dangerous. So don't do that. Mm-hmm. But in the soil, there's a lot of living things, including fungi. And the mushrooms that you see are the fruiting bodies or the reproductive structures of those mushrooms that are in your soil. And they're not dangerous. They're a sign that you have something living there. And if you don't like the way it looks in your lawn or whatever, just pop it off and throw it away. In your compost pile, even.
Well, I thought it was like from rotting, the tree roots and stuff. When they start to rot, then you'll get mushrooms to grow up through the dead
roots. You can,
but
I mean, if you have a tree that was there before, it could be rotting wood,
mm-hmm.
Which still, if the tree's gone, that's no big deal. That's supposed to happen. The time that mushrooms are really serious are when they're up on your tree and growing out of the trunk. That indicates that the tree is rotting.
Oh.
But, and if you have them along the roots of the tree, like the bark, the ones that look like bark, you might want to call an arborist. But otherwise, if they're out in the lawn or in your, I can find a lot of different mushrooms out on my property. It just kind of indicates to me that there's something living there. So, but if that mushroom itself bothers you, I would just break it off. And throw it in your compost.
And before the spores come out, right? Because once those,
yes,
and then you'll get more next year.
Yeah. So not a big problem.
Yep.
I appreciate the answer. And I know, and I just wanted to say that, you spoke about how they're, like Ron, they're a fun guy.
Ah! good one, Mike.
Yeah, but good yolk.
Yeah. Do you want Ron in your lawn, though? That's the question.
No.
No, of course not.
No.
But I say good morning to him every morning.
Excellent. That's good.
Well, I appreciate your answer. One last question I have for you. I do have an incredible amount, more so than ever in all my years living here, a lot of weeds, and they kind of look like the broad leaf, pointed leaf, and I know that some of them are dandelions. What's the best product? Does Scotts have a good product to put down for that?
Fire.
Well, you can actually flame them. But one of the best ways, first of all, dandelions in and of themselves are not horrible unless they're killing your lawn. But if you don't have a very big problem, the best way to get rid of them is to just dig them out.
Okay.
And... my husband and I were at a talk a couple of springs ago, and a woman reminded us that in the early spring, the flowers from the dandelion are one of the only things that the bees have to get pollen from. So they do perform a function, but if they're annoying you, I would dig them out before using a chemical on them.
Well, I prefer not to use the chemical, and I have nothing against bees, so if they need a little extra food and pollen and everything like that, then I'll just leave them until they...
And then when the flower starts to turn into that puffy ball, remove the flower before it seeds and spreads.
Uh-huh.
But that's, one option is to just let it, if it's not going to get too...
Let it be? Do I need to pull up that? I need to bring that song up?
Yeah, bring up Let It Be.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I've got a great project for today.
There you go. All right, thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
I'm going digging.
All right.
Oh. There you go.
Thank you very much for your time and your help. Have a great afternoon.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's try Dan and Elgin real quick. Hey, Dan, you're in Mighty House.
Yeah, I have a bunch of spots in my yard that are dead, and that looks like something's digging up underneath there. And I was wondering what to do.
Do you have a lot of black cats in your neighborhood?
Not that I know of.
They have like a white stripe down their back.
Skunk. Yeah.
Yeah.
My girlfriend thinks it's squirrels coming and digging, and I can just see it's huge.
Skunks going for grubs.
Yeah, the skunks are probably looking for grubs.
Yeah, everybody's lawn looks like, I shouldn't say everybody, but so many lawns look like now there's big patches like someone was golfing on the lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's grubs.
Yeah, and it's...
Okay, and what can I do to get rid of them?
Well, it's probably too late in the season to put down any grub stuff.
It's too late for milky spore?
Well, you could put down milky spore anytime, but I wouldn't put anything right now. I would wait until the spring.
Okay.
And
then just treat the whole yard?
Well, yeah, and if you want to use a good product, use milky spore.
Go ahead.
That's an organic product, and when the grubs eat the spores, they explode. But the other thing you have to remember is you have to go ahead and treat the adult form of the grub, which is the Japanese beetle.
Okay, and I can use something like, I've been putting like 7 or something like that from the stores on.
Well, you can, but you know, the other way you can do it that's more environmentally friendly is to, when you see the Japanese beetles, and usually they're very active in the morning and at night, you take a dish of soapy water and just flick them into the water and watch them try to swim, which it doesn't work.
Them off the flowers or whatever.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's cruel.
Yeah, why do we have to kill the beetles?
You have to, if you trying to, well, first of all, you if you have a big problem, your choice is kill the beetles or kill the environment with chemicals. So there's a limited choice there. But if you have the beetles and the grubs, the best way to deal with it is to deal with the...
Here's your beetles. Why don't you just let it be?
Yeah. Can't you just relocate them?
Like I think
Ron
you should try to
mice?
Attract birds.
I just want to relocate them.
You can, well, don't relocate them to my house.
I don't want to put out a thing and watch things die.
You know what? It's not... it's the best way to try to reestablish a balance in your garden.
Okay. All right. You know. The birds won't eat those either, will they?
Sometimes the birds do, yes. And that's another reason not to put 7 in these chemicals on there, because the insects ingest that stuff, and then the birds eat them, and then they get poisoned as well. So, you know, the best way to try to deal with it is to deal with it in a sustainable fashion, which is drowning.
Nice.
No. No. I'm
all right.
Sorry.
How's that, Dan? Take care of you?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Nice.
Now, have you seen they have like, it's like an air gun, but it shoots salt. And that will take out the, you know, if you've got any bugs in the area, you just shoot them with the salt. It's a spray of salt.
Really? I haven't seen that. But, you know, you can use a spray of water, too. That does the job to get rid of a lot of these things.
Oh, yeah?
Like aphids and stuff, yeah. You just spray them with a strong spray of water. It dislodges them from their house, and then they kind of fumble around, and hopefully birds snap them up or whatever, and they're gone.
Oh, okay.
So,
good.
Yeah.
All right. So, are those tomatoes hanging from your ears?
They are pumpkins.
Aww.
I am.
It's a little too far away.
Those of you tomatoes. Who can't see them.
Yeah. It looked like tomatoes.
Yeah, they're a
are they red or orange?
They're orange.
But they're reddish from over here.
They're heirloom tomatoes. No, I'm festive today.
Yes, you are.
Because of our festivities at Red's.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of exciting things going on, including our pumpkins.
And are you speaking?
No talks today because we have the petting zoo. And we have a scary treasure hunt for kids.
What's
coloring
the
contest.
What's the scary treasure hunt?
Well, it's very scary. It involves 3 different places you have to go, and then you go into the store and you get a prize.
What are the scary places?
There's a Pirate's Cove.
Arr,
yeah. Do you know there's a pirate, talk like a pirate day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's, mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Anyway, and then there's a scary graveyard, spooky graveyard, and then there's a pumpkin patch.
Where's Red's?
3460 Dundee Road, Northbrook, Illinois.
So go out there.
Contact me at laura@redsgardencenter.com.
Stop out there. You can talk to Laura and get a personal talk.
Stop by.
All right, we'll see you right after this.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.